Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have two programs in one because there is so much talent in this area we live in, and there are some great things coming up. And so we, in order to fit all that in, the first half of the program, we'll be talking about the Farm to Fork Cooking Class and Dinner, which is being sponsored by the Astoria Co-op and Columbia Memorial Hospital. And in the studio today, I have Grace Lehman. She is a dietitian with Columbia Memorial Hospital. Hi, Grace.
Hi, good morning.
Glad to have you here in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
We also have Chef Marco Davis, who is well-known in this community for many things he does, which are exciting and wonderful. Hello, Marco.
Good morning.
And Zeddy Nemlowell. Zeddy is the marketing director for the Astoria Co-op. Hi, Zeddy.
Hi, Donna. Pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm very happy to have all three of you in the room. And before we talk about this exciting event that's happening next Thursday, the 26th of September, let's just give the listening audience just a teeny bit of information about each one of you. So, Zeddy, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my biggest job is mother of three. I'm also a brewery wife to Fort George. My husband Chris is one of the owners there. I actually used to work at this radio station for a little while, which was awesome. And now I'm kind of combining my my journalism background and business background with marketing at the co-op. And it centers around really good food and really good people. So I'm just loving it.
Good food and good community.
Yes.
So important. And Marco Davis, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm born and raised from Astoria, Oregon, and I am a licensed massage therapist. I teach dance at the Astoria Art and Movement Center, and I cook at the Columbian Cafe, and I'm a performance artist.
Yes, you are. When people think about creative, Marco Davis's name is right there at the top. Creative,
you're
Marco
sweet.
Davis. Whatever it is, you just put Marco there, and then it'll be exciting and interesting and fun.
Thank you.
Grace, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have lived here in Astoria for about 7 years, and as with Zeddy, I am also a mother of two young boys. But I am, by career, a dietitian, and so I play many roles working at the hospital, Columbia Memorial, since I've been here, but also I teach nutrition up at the community college, and I've done a number of cooking classes. Just love learning about health and wellness through food.
And for our listeners, what is the difference in your mind between a dietitian or nutritionist?
So a nutritionist, anyone really can call themselves a nutritionist. In order to have the title dietitian, you do have to have the degree for dietetics and pass a registered dietitian exam, as well as do continuing education to maintain that status.
Okay, so. And diet is what we eat. It's not about losing weight, although that word has been taken over by, people who are trying to lose weight. Diet is what we eat. So, Zeddy, what is this Farm to Fork cooking class and dinner event which is happening? How did that come to be?
Well, that's a good question. The Astoria Co-op has been kind of behind the scenes talking to different folks from Columbia Memorial Hospital probably for the last couple years. We've just been trying to figure out how to kind of join forces and create something for the community that joins our mutual missions of wellness. And we really do kind of have similar missions when it comes to that, even though I don't think the co-op and the hospital have necessarily aligned on something like this before. So I'm really excited that we could kind of sit down at the table and talk about what we had in common and create something like this for the community. I met the hospital chef, Kurt Rummel. He comes in the co-op now and then and shops for local organic produce that he's putting in the salad bar at the hospital right now. He's really doing some neat things when it comes to food. And the hospital has this beautiful space, this gourmet demonstration kitchen. Folks may have gone to cooking classes there when the Seafood Consumer Center owned it, but I don't think anything like this has transpired for the community since the Seafood Consumer Center had the space. So we had the food and the resources to connect to local farmers. Supporting local farmers is a really important thing for the co-op, as is education for the community. And the hospital had these wonderful folks like Grace and Kurt working on food for healing and this space. So we finally got together and picked something that we could materialize for the community, and who better chef to be with us for this than Marco. Kurt and Marco went to kindergarten together, which I think is so cool. And so we wanted Marco really bad, and I'm so glad that he agreed to be a part of it.
Well, all right, Chef Marco, what is going to be happening on September 26th at the Old Seafood Consumer Center, which is now owned by Columbia Memorial Hospital?
A lot of improvisation. We're with the concept of Food to Fork, it's really going to be whatever is available when we go in for the meal on Thursday. And I'm going to just teach people how to cook simply and how to be able to put a meal together without a lot of time and without a lot of ingredients, and be able to enjoy it and feel good about what they're putting in their bodies.
And so a delicious and fun experience. And
yes,
there's going to be wine as well.
Yes, my friend Kelsey's family has a winery called Brandborg in Elkton, Oregon, and she's going to pair the dishes with wine. And so we're going to start out actually with Prosecco that's not from her farm, with some of the organic cranberry juice from my friend Jared's farm across the river. And then we'll have an appetizer. I'm hopefully going to be able to talk some friends into taking me out mushroom picking so we can get some chanterelles for the meal. We'll have arugula from my garden and rosemary, and we're going to have either albacore or rockfish from our river. And then a lot of great produce.
And so there are still tickets available, although tickets are selling very quickly, and you can sign up at the Astoria Co-op for this event, which is happening a week from this Thursday, which is, so the event, the Farm to Fork Dinner, is on September 26th. It starts, I think, at 6 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay, four-course dinner. And so you're going to learn, you're going to chop, and you're going to learn to cook the food, and then you get to sit down and eat it with a bunch of cool, fabulous people.
Exactly. And I'm going to ask people if they want to come up and experience the cooking side of it. Like, food is shared in participation and excitement, and that's what this meal's going to be about. It's not going to just be formally sitting there waiting to be served, but really getting involved in how you can make food an active and fun part about your lives at home. Like, kitchens can be used more than just pushing a button on the microwave.
Yes, and like a big Italian kitchen. And a friend of mine who was a wonderful cook and loved to cook. She had a sign above her door into the kitchen which said, "Here there be gods." Mm-hmm. So much happens in the kitchen because food is love. And Grace, why don't you also address the fact that we talked about the fact that food is love and it's fun, but it's also medicine.
Correct. And I think that the role that we're playing as a part of Columbia Memorial Hospital is, Zeddy alluded to with the shared mission. Columbia Memorial Hospital just received Plane Tree designation. As part of that designation, there's a real focus on community and nurturing, creating a nurturing and healing environment. And I think a huge part of that is through food and through nutrition in general. And so I think that this goes along with that mission in helping to create an educational environment where our community can learn about cooking and about healthy eating, that we aren't trying to be restrictive, but things are going to, we're going to show you how to eat with things that are available locally, that are fresh, that are full of good nutrients, and help heal you so that you don't have to come see us at the hospital.
So this is proactive preventative medicine. And the deliciousness factor is so important too, because I think people wouldn't normally think, of a hospital is having great food. You know, that's kind of an anomaly. But and then also there are people who might say, well, you know, I want to eat something healthy for me, but not if it tastes like, you know, dirt or something. Although I personally like the taste of dirt, but I think that so what you're doing is you're bringing together great food from local resources in a tasty, fun way. And this collaboration between the hospital and the co-op, I hope this will happen again. But for now, this is only a one-time event.
This is kind of our pilot project. We're going to see how it's received by the community. And so far, really well. You know, we've had a lot of people sign up for the class. I think we're up to 40 now. We're going to cap
it at
50.
Only 50. So there are only 10 tickets left. If you're listening and you say, I want to go and have Chef Marco Davis show me how to prepare some simple, delicious dishes and be with all these wonderful people. So if you want to do that, you need to go to the Astoria Co-op and get, because those 10 tickets will go very quickly.
Yes, I believe that they will. It would be great to do more classes like this. When I first started at the co-op, I thought, what could I do here with outreach and marketing and cooking classes is just a given. And this little cooking class idea has really just kind of evolved into a really big event. So I'm hoping that it'll be a success, and I'm really excited. I just think that it will be. I think that it already is, you know, sitting in this room with you all, talking about good food. And even if people don't go to this class, you know, just inspiration of maybe going to the local farmers market on Thursday at 3 or stopping by the co-op and checking out what's in season with the farm direct produce and just trying something new based on what's fresh and local and in season. I used to not get it, but then I realized how good it tastes and how good it feels to make connections with farmers. And now it's my favorite way to eat. And I cook at home and I look at my meals and I say, wow, almost all of this stuff is from local farms and it tastes so good. And that's all I want to eat now.
And I think the idea of Marco, you and Kirk, the Commonwealth Hospital chef, grew up together, and the two of you in the kitchen, that's going to be fabulous.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
I think so.
I'm nervous because I just don't think of myself as a chef. I love to cook. I've cooked my whole life. And I think that the amount of love that I put into things is what people like, but I'm not skilled like Kurt or like Uriah. And so I've always felt like I'm at this deficit with all these other amazing people. And so it flatters me that I was asked to do this because I've never considered I don't know. It's interesting.
But you know what? You said, I asked you how you learned to cook, and you said your grandmother. Now, that's the best. I love that.
It is.
That,
and I come from an Italian family.
Oh,
and
there it is.
So from a very young age, she was having me in the kitchen cooking with her, teaching me all of the recipes of our ancestors and stuff.
Yeah. So you're an Italian chef, and it's in your bones, in your blood.
It is.
And you know, so much of it, too, is it's not about making big fancy dishes that take forever. It's about just certain herbs or something, right? Can just make everything taste so delicious.
It's
And Grace, any last thing you'd like to say, because we're running out of time here for a second? But
I'm as excited as everyone in this room. I think that we're ready to eat tonight. We're super excited and hope that this collaboration with the co-op and the hospital is able to continue past this class as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure it will. So if you would like to get your ticket and bring someone you love, bring your daughter, bring your husband, bring your wife, bring your mother, and go to the SRA Co-op and get your Farm to Fork cooking class and dinner ticket, and that is for Thursday, September 26th. Zeddy, thank you so much for being here.
Donna, thank you.
And for the good work you're doing at the co-op, and Chef Marco Davis. I am so excited to see what happens in that kitchen. It's going to be, and that's the thing. It's about wonder, excitement, and surprise.
Exactly.
Because everything is all just, you know what you're going to get almost everywhere. We need that element of wonder and surprise. So you provide that. Thank you so much. And thank you for being here, Grace.
Thank you, Donna.
And I'm really thrilled that the hospital is getting involved. That gives me encouragement because we are a small community. And so this is kind of a unique pairing, I think, between the hospital and the co-op. And so I look forward to more events happening like this.
So, thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Thank
all right,
you.
Now you may wander off and go to your next meetings. Thanks so much for being here. And I'm going to now bring in And I guess I should tell you, you're listening to KMUN 91.9, Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and we've been talking about the Astoria Co-op and Columbia Memorial Hospital's Farm to Fork cooking class and dinner happening with Chef Marco Davis on September 26th. And now we are going to, in the second half of the program, speak with three well-known citizens. Well, no, actually, that's not true. Two well-known and one about to be very well-known community member here in Astoria. We're going to be talking about the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, also known as ADHDA. And so in the studio, I have Dulcie Taylor. She is the president of the ADHDA. Hi, Dulcie.
Hi, Donna.
And we have the new executive director of ADHDA, Elena Garner. Hi, Elena.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Glad you're here. And we also have Jen Holand. She and her husband own Baked Alaska.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Jen. Before we talk about the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup and the Oregon Main Street Conference. Let's just talk a teeny bit about each one of you so that the listening audience, if they're not familiar with you, they will be in a moment.
You're starting with me?
I'm looking at you.
Is that why you're looking at me?
I suppose that's true. I think I'm looking at you, so I'm starting with you.
This is Dulcie. I own Old Town Framing, 1287 commercial. in November, I'll celebrate my 7th year of owning this store. I love it. I love meeting all the people, and that's kind of what got me involved with the Downtown Association, because talking to people and seeing how downtown operated just made me want to get involved.
Excellent. And Elena, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have not been here quite as long as Dulcie. I am in my 5th week of being the executive director for the ADHDA. I most recently came here from LaGrand, so a little different than Astoria, but born and raised in Virginia. So I've been in Oregon for 2 years now, and I'm really excited to be here on the coast and be by water again because I grew up on the East Coast. So I'm just really excited to really get involved in downtown and you know, just excited for what's going to happen.
Yes, it is a vibrant downtown as well. And Jen, please tell us about yourself.
Well, let's see. We've been here 13 years, and my husband and I own Baked Alaska and Mise en Place Kitchenware with my mom. And we have a 6, almost 7-year-old daughter that we just love this community. It's just such a true joy to have landed here and to be able to raise our daughter here. So it's important for me to have a vital downtown as well. So it's just fun to be involved. There's so
yes.
many different ways to get involved. So,
and what is ADHDA real quickly for those people who may be unfamiliar? Let's just talk about what ADHDA is and why we now have Elena here.
Well, we are a downtown historic district. We go from 8th to 16th in exchange to the water. It's basically a group of concerned citizens. People think it's a business association, but it's not really. It's a group of merchants and property owners and citizens that get together and do fun things. And we partner a lot with the city and some of Pacific Power. Pacific Power is one of our great partners, the college. We partner with a bunch of people.
And you have meetings the first Friday of every month
yes.
at Baked Alaska at 8:30, and I'm a member of ADHDA.
Yes.
And so a local citizen can become a member, and you learn so much at these meetings. They are so well attended. If you want to know what's going on, the heartbeat, the pulse of Astoria, Oregon, then you want to be involved with ADHDA, and you want to come to those meetings. And you don't have to be a business or a person who's
no.
right downtown.
No, you don't.
Because all of us care about the vibrancy of this
downtown.
We
have a lot of people that come to the meeting and share a lot of information from classes to what's going on in the city to what's going on in the streets or how to beautify your storefront. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you want to know what's going on in downtown Astoria. So you all have worked for many years to get to the point where you could hire an executive director.
We have.
This is the culmination of a lot of years, a lot of dreams to have someone who can really coordinate. What will Elena be doing?
Everything.
Okay.
The ADHD has had a revitalization in the last 4 years. And from the beginning of time, I mean, it's an all-volunteer organization. So from the beginning of time, we knew that volunteers could not sustain and move us forward to all the glory that we imagine on the horizon. So really, in the beginning, we started thinking about how we could get to this point. And through the help of members and events and city support, we finally got to a point where we could hire a full-time staff person, which is Elena. So she'll help us move forward on some of the tasks that have been identified through our Building Blocks program, some of the suggestions from the Oregon Main Street of how we could keep the momentum going to keep Astoria vibrant and cool.
Absolutely. And Elena, so one of the first things, you had to just jump right in because the first big event coming up is the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup.
Yes.
And Jen Holen and her husband, Chris, you started that event 13 years ago?
12 years ago.
12 years ago.
On our dock during regatta. Just wanted to add another fun thing to do in town, and it's really just evolved into this amazing event. And really excited that the Downtown Association can now take it on and organize it and keep it moving forward and bigger and better. It's received some pretty big recognition, and yeah. It's just super exciting with all the craft breweries going on. And Fort George has been involved most all of the year. Well, they've been, Jack's been a brewer since he was with Bill's, I think, when we first started, but he's been involved most all of the years, and Chris as well. So it's really exciting just to see just where this has gone and where it continues
blossomed.
To go.
It's so huge now. So what's going to happen at the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup? Now, that is happening, actually, it's not this weekend, but it's the following weekend, so it's the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Yes.
And you all need more volunteers for that event.
Yes, we do. It takes about 120 volunteers to put on the event just for that weekend. And it's volunteers from taking tickets to helping with the Downtown Passport Program to pouring beer. So we're just really looking for anyone who would like to come out for 4 hours and be a part of the event. And then you'll get a really fun T-shirt and a little souvenir tasting mug for your efforts.
That's a way to totally be supportive of the community, because initially, I think, when the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup started, it was kind of a little local event, and now you have people coming in, filling up the hotels, coming in from Portland, from Seattle, from everywhere, because now they're hearing about this event, because there's music, and there's great food, and there's entertainment, there's all kinds of stuff.
And I think we have 40 confirmed beers?
Yes, 40, yeah. 40 different beers.
40 different beers.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are the hours and times of the Pacific?
The event opens Friday afternoon at noon and goes from noon to 10. Saturday is 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then Sunday is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. And so a volunteer will get what did you say, Dulcie?
A souvenir mug.
And
a really cool T-shirt that says Sud Squad on the back of it. The Brew Cup has a saying that they put on T-shirts every year. So I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's a surprise.
And KMUN is going to be there too. We're doing Troll Radio on Saturday. And then through the afternoon, as the bands are coming and going and getting set up, Todd and other programmers on KMUN are going to do their show live from the Brew Cup.
Oh, that's very exciting.
I was going to get to that.
Were you? Okay. All right. Good. I'm looking.
They
I'm
did
checking
it last
time
year
here.
Too, and it was super fun. With Troll Radio, it is also a kid-friendly event as well. So there's a big Purple Cow puts together all of these fun
activities,
tons
and
of toys
and games and chalk and
bubbles, yeah,
and it's
hula hoops.
Right on the river. So you're yeah. and so let's tell people where the location is.
Yeah, it's at the Barbie Maritime Center, and it's going to be in that parking lot.
So right on the river.
Yes.
And I went last year, and it was fabulous.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
It's just the location is great, and it's just fun. So how can people, if you're listening to this program and you want to volunteer, or you know someone who wants to volunteer, get in touch with them, get in touch with the Astoria Downtown Historic District through either...
You can call me, Elena, at 503-791-7940, or you can send me an email at Elena, and that's A-L-A-N-A, at AstoriaDowntown.com. You can also call Jack Harris at...
325 Pints.
325 Pint. Okay, now Jack Harris is Fort George, so you can call him.
If you want to pour a beer, you need to get a hold of Jack.
Okay, if you want to pour a beer, Jack. And and you could probably even wander into Old Town Framing downtown.
Yeah, people
and
do that
say,
all the time.
And say, hey, I heard about it, and I want to volunteer. I want to be part of this.
I already have like five volunteers signed up at my store, yeah.
Yay, okay, good.
I mean, from people wandering into my store.
Right, okay, wandering in. All who wander are not lost. So we definitely, the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup needs volunteers.
Yes.
So think about how you can find a few hours on the weekend of the 27th, 28th, and 29th to be part of this great event, which is a fundraiser for ADHD.
It is a fundraiser. It's part of the dough from this event helps to pay for our new executive director,
which helps keep our downtown vibrant, which helps
Indeed.
Merchants, it helps locals and visitors. And then we want to quickly talk about, because we just have a few minutes left, about the Oregon Main Street Conference coming the first week of October. What is that?
October 2nd through the 4th. Oregon Main Street Astoria is part of the Main Street family, if you will, and Oregon Main Street is a conference where a bunch of people from around Oregon come to Astoria to see how really cool and groovy we are. And Astoria is rocking right now. I mean, even around the world, I'm sure. So the name of the conference is called Cool Cities, Old Buildings, and New Attitudes. So the really interesting thing is that any Astorian can sign up to come to this conference. It is free because we are a Main Street participant. So if people, if they go to some website, they can.
It's 2013mainstreetconference.eventbrite.com.
If you just do a search for Oregon Main Street Conference 2013, you'll find it and register. They've got some really cool workshops.
What a great opportunity to have. So our downtown is going to be full of a couple hundred people from all over the state of Oregon.
And other states.
And other states, too, who are coming. Okay. So the downtown will be full. The restaurants will be full. The hotels will be full. And if you're if you live here in Astoria, you can go to these programs, which begin Wednesday, October 2nd. And then there's Wednesday, October 2nd, Thursday, October 3rd, and some happening on Friday, October 4th. And where are the programs happening?
Most of the programs are at the Liberty Theater. There's some walking tours. And then we have two receptions, one on Wednesday night at the Barbie Center and one on Thursday night at the Heritage Museum, which we're really excited just to – those are just mingly, you know – where you get to talk when you're not in the little workshop things.
Yes. And so I would encourage all of you who are listening to do two things here, which really, again, helps keep downtown Astoria vibrant. And that is volunteer for the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup happening the last weekend here of September. And go. And then what another great opportunity. Other people have to pay to go to this conference, the Oregon Main Street Conference.
There's a lot of good information.
Yes. But if you live here in Astoria, you can learn about this through, you know, there are luncheons and all kinds of workshops. So Google Oregon Main Street Conference and give Elena a call or stop in at Old Town Framing to be involved with the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. Any last little thing we want to say? No?
Just the come weather, out.
Thank you.
The weather will be beautiful, I'm sure.
We're good. Okay.
Rain or
shine. All right.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you, all three of you, for doing such important work. And welcome. We're so happy
thank
to have you,
so
you Elena.
I'm very excited.
And you have great mentors here. So it's, and yes. And Terry Wilson, thank you, our engineer extraordinaire. And also a shout out to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. Today, take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things and expand on them. Don't give energy to the things that are negative. Just focus on those feelings that are good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, on the amazing planet we call Earth.